The congregation who built the current church grew out of the colonial congregation, who built a small wooden church in 1681. That wooden church was the first Anglican church south of Virginia. As such, St. Philip's is home to the oldest congregation in South Carolina. In the early 18th century, a brick church was built on this site, but it burned down in 1835. The church you now see was constructed from 1835 to 1838 by architect Joseph Hyde. Many notable people from the colonial era and post-Revolutionary War years are buried in the graveyard. Several colonial governors are interred there, including Rawlins Lowndes, the governor during the Revolutionary War. Prominent early Americans are also buried there, such as Christopher Gadsden, a general in the Continental Army, Daniel Huger, a member of the Continental Congress, Edward Rutledge, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and Charles Pinckney, a signer of the U.S. Constitution. The building and graveyard are open to the public Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 and 2 to 4 p.m. Walk further down Church Street and cross over Queen Street. Look for a building on your right with a green terrace at 135 Church Street. This is the Dock Street Theater and our next stop.